She's teaching me bad.
Clock. I want to call to order the joint meeting with Health, Education, Welfare, Business, Finance, and Justice. I want to ask Representative Scott if he would give us the invocation, please.
Our Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Lord, we ask that you be with us tonight in the decision making that we made for the best interests of our citizens, Lord. And Lord, we ask a special blessing for the nation and the citizens and their leaders, Lord. Lord, we just leave all this in your name and know that it will be done. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett. Joyce Deere. Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. And Chair, you got 7 present and 3 absent.
7 present, 3 absent constitutes the quorum. All business conducted will be official. Approval of the minutes of April the 21st.
Make a motion to pass.
A motion by Representative Huff do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Who was it? Second by Representative Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved for April the 21st. Down to order of business. TR 16-106, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving beer sales at the Holdenville Creek Indian Community Smoke Shop. Sponsor is Mr. Lucian Tiger III.
Chair, make a motion to accept a substitute bill.
Motion by Representative Huff to the substitute bill on TR 16-106. Second by Representative Hill. Roll call vote, please.
No discussion?
Oh, discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Committee. Basically, this will allow. This passes will allow Holdenville Indian Community Smoke Shop to sell beer. And there's also the reason the subject is there was some more specific language put in that Mr. Opal and myself got together. And Lindsay's here tonight, she can speak on this after I get done. But basically, they need to be a limited liability corporation in order to limit the liability of the community and protect the sovereign immunity of the nation. And that's also in the other whereas it says they have to obtain all necessary licenses and permits through the Muscogee Creek Nation and the state of Oklahoma in order to sell beer to their facility. And the main reason this came about was, the cigarette sales revenue is not what it used to be. So Ms. Lowe and Carl and she and I discussed them selling the beer, and one question was brought up was the church, how close the church was from the smoke shop property. And that is over 100 yards from your smoke shop parking lot to their parking lot, correct? So that was one of the main obstacles. You can't be within 300 feet of a church or school. So with that being said, there's a lot of citizens that do not agree with it, a lot that do, but at the end of the day, if they can get their beer as well as their cigarettes, they're more likely to come to the community, not just Holdenville, but the other communities I'm sure will come along as well. And the same thing, it just helps boost their revenue because they go in the convenience store and get their cigarettes and the beer, and if the cigarettes are 50 or 60 cents more a pack, they're still going to buy the cigarettes at the convenience store where they can get their beer as well. So, Ms. Lowe, do you have any comments?
I guess how it came about was, we have an extension on our smoke shop. And when we had our clerks there, they had told me, they said, hey, we had several customers ask, said, hey, are y'all going to sell beer? And we said, no, we're just extending it to give us more room. And then the more I thought about it, and I brought it to the attention of Chairperson Dave here, I said, have we ever thought about that? I mean, because our sales aren't what they used to be. Because from last year, June 2015, our revenue was like $84,000. And then this past June, it's only $69,000. So there's like a big difference, $15,000. I mean, we're still selling to most of our customers. Some have quit. And then we still have some returning, but I never thought that, and I thought to myself that was just business-wise, to think, hey, that would increase our sales. And we brought it before the community and asked them, and some of them weren't for it, some of them wouldn't vote for it, and then some of them did. Most of them enjoyed it. And because they were just looking at the business end of it, saying, you know, they hate to sell it to the Native Americans, but if they don't buy from us, they're still going down the street and buying at the local,
I have a couple questions. First question to Lindsay. On the line 31, actually 32, it says United Tandon LLC through the Secretary of the Nation and or the Secretary of State of Oklahoma. Why would they have to go to the State of Oklahoma then? I mean, I thought, you know, because it's our land and stuff, does that open the door for them for the state to start, you know, coming in on our properties and stuff?
I think Joy was the one that drafted this, and I actually don't even have a copy of it. But
would you mind looking at this? I have a concern with that part in there, you know, to get it, because they may say, well, he says, and or, well, we won't go to the nation, we'll go to the state of Oklahoma, and that, to me, erodes our sovereignty if it's on sovereign property. They start doing an LLC corporation on our property.
Yeah, when I discussed it with her, we discussed it as, you know, them going through the nation to form the LLC. I think why she included the Secretary of State of Oklahoma is because even if it's created as an LLC under the nation's law, you'd still have to register as a foreign corporation under the state.
Yeah.
With the State Department of Commerce. So I think that's what she was intending there.
Could we more clarification with that? Because
yeah.
Then we can just say, you know, once that is approved, then you go back to register with the State of Oklahoma rather than say you need to go there. To me, like, you could go either place, and people may read it and say, well, we won't go to the state, we'll go to the state.
Yeah, so we can certainly change that language to reflect that it should be formed through the nation.
Okay,
and then just recognized by the state if required.
Okay, can we make that motion, make a motion amend to the take out the, or can we come again? Lindsay, what did you think? How should you say?
Just take out the warranty and leave that incorrect.
Yeah, I would say take apply for warranty, any necessary limited liability corporation through the Secretary of the Nation.
And register?
And register with the Secretary of the State of Oklahoma if required.
So that would read, limited liability corporation through the Secretary of the Nation and register with the State Secretary of State of Oklahoma if required.
Motion by Representative Huff to amend line 31 to read through the Secretary of the Nation and register with the State of Oklahoma if required. Is there a second? Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 6 in favor and none against.
6 in favor, none against. That amendment passes.
Throughout.
Back to the...
Throughout.
On line 22, they actually do get a license for sell beer from the State of Oklahoma.
Yes, they do actually.
They have to do that. So that doesn't change.
Pardon? No.
Oh.
That was just that was on the amendment. I have a question on the. You're going to have coolers in your smoke shop. Are y'all going to have plenty of room for coolers? And
yes, we're just expanding our smoke shop to 30 more feet. Yeah, this is why the idea come up about getting right now, yesterday or Wednesday, electricians come out to do that side and they put more outlets in and stuff like that for coolers. And we was looking at them, they're a little high. But I think what we're going to do is just talk about an item at a time, you know, big cooler and then, you know, walk-in freezer maybe later, you know, stuff like that. But everything's going to be... Yes, sir.
You know, if this passes, you know, and goes to the full council and passes, will you set up policy and support and have people trained to say, you know, when you're people selling beer, make sure they're not selling to, you know, minors and so forth and...
Yeah.
How's that going to be? Do you guys have a camera that you'd be able to, you know,
yeah,
watch people and so forth?
Yeah, we'll have to install one. But like, smoke shop. We have one that's in front that as they come through, and then we have one in the back. And then we have probably, I think, four inside the smoke shop.
Okay.
So we have a total of six.
Okay.
And basically on the training is that we're going to try to find out where they get trained at, because they have to indicate or know how to read an ID and all this other stuff, too. Because, you know, everybody's got to be 21, you know, by me. So our staff has to be retrained to do that, you know, just like cigarette sales.
18.
I mean, 21.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would strongly suggest for the driver's license, there's a machine you can get that's $300. You can set that driver's license on it. It'll tell you right then if it's a valid driver's license, and that's the main thing you'll see. The fake IDs, that's the main thing. That's what I have.
For what?
Fake IDs. So if this was to pass that, something you would definitely want to do, because you stick it on there and you can tell. It tells you, it'll read the chip in there, and it'll tell you if they're above or below 21, and also tell you if it's fake or not fake. So that takes all the thought process out of it.
On the other side of that, now that we have that Creek Nation ID, you know, we can also use that. Or which one? Are y'all going to honor that or not?
The state, Creek Nation.
Because that's another form of ID, you know.
Form of ID. And because that's all that we are, you know, for my idea of this state of the United States accepted as a passport.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was probably good. But right now, I don't think, until we get a card reader or something.
That's what I was wondering. Because it, you know, had pictures.
Yeah, you know, the casino accepts it as an ID, you know, so I think, you know. Well, the Creek casinos will accept our travel ID as a ID. So
that's still got the full.
Yes.
Are y'all gonna need additional help?
Oh yeah, we'll definitely have to
help. And as he mentioned, a cooler. Y'all have funds to purchase that.
Yeah, in our smoke shop
we
will.
And the salary. No. So y'all got, I mean, once it's gone, you're, what I'm trying to get at, you don't have to come back to Nation for any more money, funding.
Basically, it's like a small business. Okay. The next step is we think we have to just go apply for a small business loan to drive, get this started. Right now, basically, we're thinking we can probably handle it, but we'll have to chip away at it to do these things and to build it up, you know, to where we want it. It might take a year, it might take 2 years, but, you know, I think that, you know, only thing we're doing right now is taking the first step and trying to get that going.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. One can at a time.
And I had to talk to Miss Lowe earlier, you know, I don't want to say scrutinized, but I got hammered by my wife on that first one we did in Tulsa. You know, at that point, I was looking at it as a business. I understand, you know, some of your own relatives are going to go out and buy beer, but if they don't get it there, they'll go down the street anyway. So just, I kind of have to look at it more business opportunity for holding you. Regardless, if I'm going to get you that when I get home.
Basically, too, it's just we look at it as a business,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, we went through the same problem when we brought it up to the community.
Okay.
But basically, it's the same thing, you know. All the church people, they're much here for it, and you know, people that halfway go to church don't care for it, you know. But then we have to look at it, well, how much money can we bring in to the community?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, y'all would set them out, y'all give to the community. And if we want to do more, we have to increase our income somewhere.
We have to do it ourselves. I mean, yeah, we want to be independent from the Creek Nation and just have the revenue in coming through our own enterprise, I guess, or whatever you want to say. Is that so we can help ours down that way, or you know, more than what we can now.
So.
And probably the next step is when they legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
Light horse is present.
Mr. Hicks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, that's going to be my next question. You already answered it. No, Mr. Boyd, and so I commend you for coming tonight and wanting to pursue this. I mean, I came from community research, or actually I worked there years ago, and the whole purpose of communities was to be self-sufficient. And this is just a step forward in you guys trying to do or become self-sufficient and to generate more revenue than what has been allocated. So I commend you for that. Second, I don't know what kind of beer you're wanting to sell, but some of these beer companies, you were talking about coolers, and sometimes I don't know how much beer you're looking at purchasing, but they may be able to get you a cooler. Mm-hmm. And then that way it's saving you an expense. So that might be something you look into.
Yeah, that's what we just thought. Like he said, you know, the first step is kind of see if we can get approval through the Creek Nation, since it is on tribal property. Then that's what I was going to do if it passes next Saturday. Then the next step for me would be to check into the calling the different vendors and seeing what they can or can't, you know, give us or what. Yeah, because like I think we had done, we had Coca-Cola, but then we went to Pepsi, and they supplied us a cooler.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
That was my.
Oh, okay.
You might want to get with maybe contact River Spirit, you know, and see if they can help, you know, give you contact. Maybe they can get a deal for you, you know, whatever. I'm not saying they could, but they may be able to, you know.
Right.
As much liquor and beer they buy, and with Omagi, you know, Muskogee, maybe be able to. Mm-hmm. One of the vendors may be able to throw something in for you or something.
Did you have a question?
Well, that's something I'm running along with everyone else also, but you won't have to buy any POS material at all. Vendors will give that to you, and that is great. They will give you your coolers. But you have to pay attention to the coolers, because if it's an Anheuser-Busch cooler, you don't want to have coolers in it. They'll definitely frown upon that. You'll have to get different coolers for your different vendors. You'll save your popular beers. So that's one thing you definitely look at, but they will definitely get you your coolers, POS. So all you have to do is buy the goods from them for the beer. They'll take care of everything. They'll come out and set it up, make your shelves up there properly.
Oh, okay.
There's also, you know, Woody with the travel class, they'll help you out. You know, I might ask Woody to help you out now. Woody Anderson?
Mm-hmm. Woody. Yes, sir.
You might be able to help. You might kind of give him a direction.
Yeah, we had to sign some agreements also back over 20 years back when the owner was some agreements back whenever they were putting in the travel club. Louis, we're very happy to help you any way we can. So.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a great.
Any more questions, comments?
Madam Chair, I don't have a question. I just have a comment. You know, when it comes to beer sales, you know, you're going to meet with opposition, you know, when it comes to Christians or the Christian folks or so-called Christian folks. But I guarantee you, they'll accept the assistance generated from that revenue. So, you know, we had talked about that at our community meeting and stuff, so I think it'd be a good business for that area, because there's sort of a limited, you know, source of businesses in that area and stuff that, you know, that they can do. And this will be, you know, a real quick way to get a business started and stuff. So, and I also told them at the committee meeting that we were talking about this. I said, you know, a long time ago, the white folks, they got our ancestors drunk, took our land. So this is a good way to get a payment back for all the land that they made. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Beaver.
Is your smoke shop walking, or
no,
you just driving?
Just driving.
So the beer sales going to be just driving,
yes,
also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wonder if there's like...
I thought you wanted to get asked for
you might stagger how you call me.
Is there a legal liability if somebody's been drinking and they come through, and like if you notice that they're drunk?
Well, that's one of the trainings that the clerk has to get. You got to kind of just like know somebody's high when they're talking to you. You know, it just kind of, you just got to know the signs. You know, you can't tell somebody's been drinking vodka if they've been drinking. you know. But a lot of things you can tell by their eyes, what they talk and stuff like that, and that's what our clerk thing that training them so they can, you know the stuff like that. But yeah, once they leave the property though, they're in the hands of the guard and the city PD.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any questions? Not a roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 6 in favor and 0 against.
6 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We have no other business. Any announcements? Have a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion by Representative Huff for adjournment. Second by Representative Hill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. I'm going to ask Representative Huff if he will give us a benediction.
Yeah, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us, Lord, and just thank you for this nation. We pray that you guide and direct us to make good decisions as a whole. And be with us as we go tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Johnny, if you will sign that for me.
The level, I was getting thirsty.